wasn't really a problem. I think just that experience, you know, we had a young team and a lot of guys, a lot of offensive talent and skilled guys. So it's just kind of knowing that, you know, that's going to come. That's going to come for us naturally. And now we have to work, always work on the defensive side of the game. And you know, I think we kind of learned from last year that, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, if you can't go into a game thinking, you know, all offense, you're going to score goals and win the game. I mean, your first priority has to be defense and playing well defensively. And then our talent will take over.
Talk about the experience. What can like another year of experience do for the two wingers that you have in terms of their play defensively? And how does that help you as a center?
A lot. I mean, a year experience in the league is huge, especially when you're that young. We have a lot of guys. I've went through that, and you know, it took me a few years to really get comfortable. But these guys are really mature for their age, and even playing with them in an exhibition, I felt like, you know, they turned it up a notch and improved more on the defensive game than last year. So I expect them to take another step forward this year and use that experience from last year. You know, and they need to be, our big players, because our young players are, you know, our more skilled guys on the team. So, you know, once they kind of get that feel for the defensive side of the game, we'll be good.
It's well documented with how close they are. Are you ever the referee or the middleman between those guys at all off the ice as well?
Well, I don't feel like I'm that old, but when I'm around them, I feel like I'm really old. Just like the lifestyle they live, and reminds me of when I was in junior, just hearing them talk about video games and stuff. I haven't touched a video game in like 10 years, so hearing their day-to-day life habits, it's pretty funny.